Back in the U.S. now, where immigrant communities around the country are anxious as word spreads of real and rumored deportation operations. Armando Truhl of WAMU has a story of one family in Falls Church, Virginia, that fears being split apart and is preparing for the worst. Please note, for security reasons, only the middle names of family members are used in the story.
Juana is fixing breakfast for her family in her two-bedroom apartment in Falls Church. She's a housekeeper from Guatemala. Both she and her husband, who's from Mexico, are undocumented immigrants. They've been living in the mostly Latino neighborhood of Comore for almost two decades. Juana shows me her large refrigerator and points out that there's hardly anything in there, even though it used to be filled with fruit and milk. She says that if she gets picked up by immigration, all that food will spoil, and she doesn't want to waste the money. Speaking in a soft, quavering voice, she says, our concern is when you go outside or go to the store, you don't know if you'll come back. And we worry about our children. Juana says whenever she leaves the home, she prays to a shrine of the Virgen de Guadalupe set up in the living room. There are black garbage bags and boxes scattered throughout the apartment. Both parents and all four children have put valued personal possessions they may want to keep in the bags in case they have to leave the home suddenly.
My mom's been working so hard making everyone their own bag just in case they get deported, like our passports and everything, yeah.
17-year-old Anthony was born in the U.S. He's the oldest.
I feel very worried about my parents if they ever get caught.
If that happens, the baby-faced 11th grader will have to become the head of the family.
Take responsibility over my sisters and brothers. And that makes me feel like everything's on me, like pressure, and I feel anxiety about that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anthony is not the only one feeling the pressure. Anna is 16, also born in the U.S., and she's just as stressed as her older brother.
I'm just worried mostly because of my siblings, because if my mom leaves, I don't know who's going to take care of them, because it's going to end up being me and my brother. And we're only teenagers. We haven't even finished high school.
The Virginia Coalition of Latino Organizations has been working with families that are afraid of deportation. Edgar Arandayanok is the group's executive director.
Yeah, everywhere that we go, we are seeing a lot of fear. People are very, very afraid. We are teaching them how to get ready for a likelihood of a deportation.
Last week, Immigration and Customs Enforcement visited two homes at the Fairmont Park Apartments in Annandale. That's where I met Simon Sandoval Moschenberg, an attorney with the Legal Aid Justice Center.
A lot of people are taking to heart the message that you need to start making an emergency plan for what happens if one or, God forbid, both parents are picked up and arrested and deported. And so people are asking us for help in drafting up powers of attorney for their kids, you know, so that someone can take care of their kids on an emergency basis, and other documents of that nature.
Sandoval Moschenberg says the Justice Center is trying to sift facts from rumors. I'm Armando Truhl.
That was Armando Truhl of member station WAMU reporting from Northern Virginia.